Shane, you know what my least favorite sentence is?
What would that be, Peter?
The New York Mets are in first place.
9-1 homestand, baby.
This is the National Baseball Podcast. With your hosts, Peter Andrews and Shane Braid.
Yeah, I mean, of all the, I think they're definitely the story of the last 10 days in baseball. No other team, obviously, going 9-1 in that stretch. But the Mets complete a sweep of the Dodgers today. Just kind of a ridiculous start for them.
Yeah, it's been a really good start, and the Mets are in first place. And I think we're going to run the show. We're going to do some Monday stuff, Tuesday stuff, and a little bit from today, and then wrap it all up at the end.
Yep. And I think we should get started on Monday by talking about a big game between the Red Sox and the Blue Jays. This is a crazy baseball game that goes in 9 innings. It's Boston 13, Toronto 12. Shane, this game lasted 4 hours, 3 minutes, did not go into 10 innings, and was only seen by 13,800 people at the Rogers Center.
I so wish I was there. This game was insane. Boston's up 5-0 in middle of third inning. Toronto gets 6 in the bottom of the third. Home run by Jose Bautista is 4th. Then the fourth inning goes on, and they end up being tied at 8. No, it's 8-7 Toronto at this point. They each score in the fifth, and then Boston gets 4 in the top of the sixth. So now they're up 13-9, and Toronto brings it with 13-12 after 8. Absolutely stunning game.
Couple things I want to point out here. Firstly, terrible starting pitching for both teams. Josh Beckett, 3 innings, 8 earned runs on 9 hits. Dana Eveland, 7 earned runs on 3
called
hits.
Called that on the preview show.
Yeah, I mean, that was just not a good performance by these guys. Both teams, however, the end of their bullpen, maybe the hitters retired hitting or something, but Daniel Bard, John Papelbon combined to finish off the game with 2 scoreless innings. They strike out 3. Meanwhile, on the Blue Jays side, Scott Downs and Kevin Gregg, similarly, 2 scoreless innings, 3 strikeouts.
Yeah, Sean Kemp gets the loss. He's 1-1. Scott Schoenweiss, the win, he's 1-0. Papelbon, the save, his 6th. Lau Overbay also homered his 2nd.
I mean, just look at some of these stat lines. Marco Scudero moved to the leadoff position. Polo, 3-for-5, 4 runs.
And Dustin that was Pedroia, after 4 innings.
Yeah, Dustin Pedroia, 3-for-6. Kevin Youkilis, 3-for-4. Varitek, 3-for-5, scores 2 runs and knocks in 4.
He didn't have a home run, surprisingly, based on his incredibly high homer per at-bat.
Seriously. And, you know, a guy who's really stepped it up for them, this is Darnell McDonald. No one's ever heard of this guy. Called up from Pawtucket, and he is hitting .333 at this point with a .407 on base percentage at the bottom of their order. He's really filled in nicely.
He has. A lot of good things up and coming from the Red Sox here. Just a wild game, and appropriate for us to lead off with. Just absolutely insane. We're going to cover records towards the end of the show. But yeah, that's insane. And every time we've talked about a Red Sox game, like in depth, know who we've mentioned?
I have no idea.
Marco.
Scudero.
Exactly. I believe you have another game you want to get to in the on Monday.
Yes, that's very true. I'm sorry, I seemed a little distracted. I was just signing Darnell McDonald to my fantasy team while we were talking.
Nice.
all right, Giants 5, Phils 1. This was a big matchup. Roy Halladay versus Jonathan Sanchez. Sanchez comes out on top in this one. First time all year Halladay's been saddled with a loss. He drops to 4-1. Sanchez improves to 2-1. Got a chance to watch most of this game, obviously, because it's the home game.
In San Francisco.
Well, the home team was playing. And just a really terrific performance by Sanchez shutting down the Phils lineup. Only Shane Victorino got it untracked a little bit.
Yeah, I'm sure, like, they're loving it after you watch these 10 o'clock games out west. Anyway, yeah. Eli Whiteside, his 2nd home run for San Francisco, powering them to victory. Exactly. 4 hits for the Phillies. Concern about the offense. They haven't hit well.
A little bit. When we get to today, we'll talk a little bit about how they've turned it around, but the offense has looked dreadful, and they're not actually getting a ton of support from their starters either. However, one thing they are good at is running up the pitch count. Jonathan Sanchez, even though he only allows three hits, Phillies work five walks out of him, and he's gone after five innings pitch count of 107. Halladay in seven, well, he only threw 104 pitches.
And he gave up five runs.
That's true. Not his best start, but I think he's going to improve.
Yes, that's from that start. Where else do you want to go? You want to go Brewers Pirates?
Oh, this was a ridiculous game. I'm glad that you made that call.
Yeah, the Brewers, after scoring 20 runs last week and then getting swept by the Cubs, 17-3 over the Pirates on Monday, including a 9-run eighth inning. Zach Duke gets pounded in the beginning of the game, 5 runs in the third, 2 in the second. Duke gets the loss, he's 2-2. Giovanni Gallardo, we said he needs to improve his record because he was pitching a little iffy. He gets when he's 2-2. That happens when your team scores 17 runs for you.
Yeah, and it was the back end of the Pirates bullpen that made this a blowout. Octavio Dotel and Brendan Donnelly combine in one inning to allow 9 runs on only 6 hits. Interestingly enough, you'd think it'd be the other way around, but Milwaukee actually commits 3 errors in this game. Big grand slam for Casey McGeehee to add the exclamation mark on this win in the 8th. Also a home run, 2-run homer by Alcides Escobar in that 8th inning. That's your home runs. For the Pirates, 2 RBIs for Andrew McCutchen, who's turned around after a slow start to the season. 2-for-5 in this game. That's something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, McGeehee now has 5 home runs on the year.
He's tearing the snot out of the ball right now. He's hitting .329 and getting on base at a pretty good clip. He was one of my targets going into the season. The price got a little too expensive for me, but I actually think I'd be willing to pay for the sort of production he's put up so far.
I was skeptical coming into the year after last year. I really was, but he's turned it on. And Alcides Escobar, you mentioned, also with the home run, has he performed up to what you expected him to do so far this year?
Considering that he's a rook, yeah. I think it is his first home run. He's coming into this game hitting .284. If we look at his current statistic, .274, only 8 ribbies, only getting on base .312, but he's a rook. He's not played a lot of games.
And he's there for defense.
He's there for the defense, and I think we're going to start seeing the offense as his time in the majors continues.
Okay, do we have more games from Monday to cover? Monday we had a crazy day. Tuesday was kind of slow, but Monday was awesome.
We do have a game for Monday. It's Nationals-Cubs. This is a crazy game. Cubs win this one in the 10th inning on, wait for it, a walk-off walk. That's right. Shout out to my buddies over at Walk-Off Walk.
Anyway. Yeah, this totally epitomizes the Nationals. Each team at this point would be 10-10 after the 10th inning thing, but yeah. Carlos Marmol, the win, he's 1-0. Brian Bruni lost, he's 1-1. But yeah, it's a walk-off in the 10th inning with a ball 4. How embarrassing is that? Make them hit the ball.
Yeah. Brian Bruni is not actually a stud, regardless of the fact that he may have played for the Yankees at some point. Things to look at for the Cubs in this game. Silva gets beat a little bit in this one. 3 earned runs allowed in 7.
That's a quality start,
though. Not as dominating as he had been. It is a quality start. Carlos Zambrano comes out of the bullpen. That's something new. And Carlos Marmol gets his first win of the year. His ERA, a measly .84.
Speaking of Zambrano out of the bullpen, he said the move was temporary. Does Lou Piniella agree with that?
Yeah, I don't understand how Carlos Zambrano thinks he has the authority to decide how long he's going to be in the bullpen. This isn't temporary, folks. Get used to Carlos Zambrano.
Yeah, it's going to be ugly. Also on Monday, we missed this. We already talked about this Brewers game, but Greg Zahn couldn't throw the ball back to the pitcher.
Well, hang on. I haven't finished with Nationals Cubs, because I want to call your attention to Nigel Morgan real quick.
Okay, my boy Nigel Morgan.
Well, he's my boy, too. You just happen to have him on your team. 2-for-5. In this game, batting average of .293, getting on base at a .384 rate, he's really played some good ball at the start of the year, and I think if he wasn't playing for the Nationals, we'd be hearing a lot more about this guy.
That's true. Made a couple of defensive miscues in center, but he has been hitting well. What's Giovanni Soto's average right now? Because I think this might surprise people.
Giovanni Soto's hitting .349 and getting on base more than half the time.
I was talking to Steve the other day, and we were both like, yeah, he's terrible. And then we were like, wait, he's actually doing quite well. And he's on my team. I should know this.
Yeah, Steve, our resident expert on the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
In case you listeners out there don't know who that is.
Yeah, this one. Greg's on, and can we go to this now?
Yeah, sure.
All right, he couldn't throw the ball back to the pitcher. It was like five times. He like threw the ball like 30 feet.
But I think that's understandable when you go 4-for-4 in a game.
With five RBIs and three runs. Just it was kind of hard to watch.
Yeah, it was ugly. Let's real quick bounce around the American League and just get the
scores.
Vital statistics on the rest of these games. Tigers top the Rangers 8-6 in Arlington. Win for Phil Cope, loss Neftali Feliz. The save goes to Jose Valverde. Homers, two for Brandon Inge and one for Miggy Cabrera. And for Josh Hamilton, his second home run of the year for Texas.
Yeah, Coke is 3-0. The homer, Detroit scored twice in the top of the ninth. It was 6-6 going into the ninth. Detroit scores two in the top of the ninth. Feliz not looking as unhittable as last year for the Texas Rangers. And
no.
Mickey C, his fifth home run of the year.
The Mariners lost the Royals 3-1 in Kansas City. Mariners dropped at 2-9 on the road. That is hideous. The win for Kyle Davies is 2-1. The loss, Felix Hernandez, 2-1. That's rare for him. And the save for Kansas City goes to, wait for it, Bruce Chen?
What?
Really? I thought he was gone like a long time ago. The home run for Kansas City was Billy Butler.
He's a stud. Yeah.
Angels. Not Bruce Chen.
Yeah, Billy Butler. Angels 5, Indians 2 this year, late game out west. Angels, Hideki Matsui gets his 1,000th hit in the United States for Major League Baseball as Angels cruise in this one. Jared Weaver's 3-0 at this point. David Huff, the Indians' win leader from last year, is 1-3. Brian Fuentes, his third save. Austin Kearns homers for the first time for Cleveland. Yeah, that's nice. Eric Ibar, his first. Bobby Abreu, his fourth for L.A. L.A. wins it. At home.
In the National League, Dodgers-Mets game postponed due to rain. Here's one we were thinking about talking about in depth, but decided not to. Josh Johnson picks up 12 strikeouts and 3 RBIs, yeah, you heard me right, to lead the Marlins to a 10-1 victory over the Padres. This is at home for the Marlins. Johnson brews a 2-1. Matt Latos takes the loss. He drops to 1-2. Homers for Hanley Ramirez is second, and Dan Uglug is fifth.
Yeah, three-hitter for the Marlins in this one. Elsewhere in the National League, two more games to go. First one, Cardinals 4, Braves 3. Cardinals score all four runs in the 6th, 7th, and 8th inning to come back from a 3-0 deficit. And the Braves, at this point, have lost 6 straight and are totally, like, they're terrible. Anthony Reyes, is that Anthony Reyes?
I think so.
Yeah, he's 2-0. Takashi Saito lost his own one. Ryan Franklin, his seventh save. Is he for real?
Yeah, I mean, he's shown no signs that he's going to do anything differently than he did last year.
I still have concerns.
Well, I mean, he's looked good so far.
How about Colby Rasmus? He's got 6 home runs now after hitting one on Monday.
That is pretty impressive. D-backs Rockies, Diamondbacks up 5-3 in this game. They win it in Coors Field. Win for Dan Heron, who really shuts the Rockies down. He improves to 3-1. Jason Hamill drops to 0-2. Chad Qualls.
And goes on the DL.
Yeah, that's not a good sign. Chad Qualls.
Gives up 5-3 and goes on DL. Oops.
But I don't think, I don't actually think this was one of these, the manager, like, you're injured now. Chad Qualls, fifth save of the year. Homers for Adam LaRoche and, or is that Andy LaRoche?
That's Adam.
Gotcha. And
Andy's in Pittsburgh.
Carlos Gonzalez hits his second home run for Colorado. That's going to be a recurring theme throughout the podcast, though, so keep that in mind.
All right. Let's move to Tuesday, Peter.
Yeah.
Only two games we're going to talk about, though.
Yeah, we're going to highlight two games on Tuesday. And one of the Rockies, see, segue. Rockies jump all over the Arizona Diamondbacks this one, 12-1. And here's why. There's two major reasons why they jump all over Arizona. Firstly, Baldo Jimenez, 6 shutout innings, only allows 2 hits, drops his ERA to .79. He's 5-0. And then,
how many shutout innings does he have in a row at this point?
Well, whatever a no-hitter plus 6
21
is.
21 plus?
Yeah, it's absurd. Then the other reason that Colorado wins this game is the middle of their order. Troy Tulowitzki, 3-for-3, 3 runs. Carlos Gonzalez, 3-for-5 with 5 RBIs. He's knocking in Eric Young Jr., Dexter Fowler, and Todd Helton in this one. And, Carlos Gonzalez, he had a triple in this game.
Okay.
And a double. He was actually a home run away for the cycle in this one.
Yeah, well, that's the hard one.
Actually, I think I think the triple's the hard one. I don't know if you've ever hit for the cycle, Shane, but...
No, I have not. But when I was playing, the home run was the hard one. because either way, you had to run all the way around. Anyway, we digress at this point.
That's all right. Who got pounded for the Diamondbacks in this game? I mean, really everyone, but...
But it was mostly Edwin Jackson, because the Rockies scored 11 of their runs in the first three innings. Edwin Jackson not living up to the hype from last year, even in the easier league.
No, he's getting pounded 2 1/3, 10 earned runs in this game. ERA, 6.6, endlessly repeating.
Yeah, and no home runs, which is unusual, because this was in Colorado, and Arizona's not a great pitcher's park either.
No, this was just the Rockies beating the crap out of the ball, really. They get 3 in the first, 4 in the second, 4 in the third, tack on run in the fifth, and they're done. Only run allowed was by the Rockies' bullpen, Mr. Juan Rinco.
Yes. Any other games you want to talk about on Tuesday?
Yeah, you know, Zach Greinke, this is a tough loss for him. Zach Greinke and the Royals fall to the Mariners 3-2 at Kauffman. This is a 3-2 win for Seattle. All three of Seattle's runs in the eighth on a Franklin Gutierrez single, a double by Jose Lopez, and then a Milton Bradley bases-loaded walk in the eighth inning, which seems to be kind of a theme here. Ian Snell pitches okay. Greinke outduels him and doesn't win the game.
153 pitchers have wins. Zach Greinke is not one of them.
But it's not like he hasn't had his ops, you know. He has a 2.56 ERA in this one. Really, he should blame Robinson Tejeda for blowing this one. Tejeda gets the blown save, even though he's not charged with any... This is a weird box score, because Tejeda's charged with a blown save, but the loss actually goes to Josh Rupe, who allows all the runs, but I guess Tejeda allowed the hit that knocked the runs, or the walk the guy that walked the runs in. Whatever the case, Bruce Chen.
But if he walked the guy, it would have been his runner charged for the earned run.
Well, he allowed a hit and a walk, so...
Maybe he gave up the tying run, and then Roop gives up the winning run. That's your answer right there. Me and Peter struggling.
Yeah, the win for Seattle actually goes to Sean Kelly, improves to 1-0. He pitched an inning and 2/3 of scoreless relief. David Ardsma picks up save number 7. He's off to a good start, even though he's allowed some runs.
That's true. There's lots of other games to get to on Tuesday, and we're going to try to cover a lot of them. Obviously, Orioles 5, Yankees 4. Orioles win 2 in a row against the Yankees and the Red Sox. What is going on?
Yes, I like that the headline says Orioles rolling after they double their win total in 2 games. it's a little ridiculous.
It really is. I actually know no one in the win-loss save things that David Robertson gets charged with the loss here.
The win goes to Alberto Castillo, a relief pitcher who has a ERA of 0 so far this year in his 3 appearances.
And is it Alfredo Simon with the save?
I believe so.
Okay, there you go. We don't care. It's not Mike Gonzalez, and it's not Jim Johnson. Jorge Posada hits his 5th for the Yankees. They're 12-7.
Then there's a crazy pitcher's duel. Twins-Tigers. Twins win this one in Detroit 2-0. Francisco Liriano outdueled Justin Verlander in this game. Detroit, no runs on 5 hits, 3 errors. Minnesota scores 2 off Verlander, who drops to 1-2. 2 runs on 5 for Minnesota. Liriano's 3-0. John Rauch is 7th save.
Yeah, Liriano, 8 innings, 4 hits, only 1 walk, struck out 10. Great start from Liriano. Is he for real? Like, has he solved his issues?
I think Liriano's well on pace to solving his issues. I wouldn't say it's completely done yet, but he has got his stuff together right now.
I would like to see the proportion of sliders he's throwing, because when he was a stud, he was throwing the sliders. He got away from that after the arm injury, which is something a lot of pitchers have problems with.
What year was it that he was a stud? Was that 06, 07?
We drafted the first year of Fantasy League. He was coming back from the injury, so it would have
been... So, 07. Well, let me look at his career stats.
Yeah.
In 2008, he pitched 76 innings. He took 2007 off, so in 2006, right, he had a whip of 1 and an ERA of 2.16. It's taken him a long time to get back, but a .93 ERA and a .97 whip, nothing to complain about so far this year.
Drafted him, dropped him, don't care.
Might want to get him back.
Yeah, Mike already has him. Not the point.
Not the point.
Strategy still working as him in 3rd place out of 8, but doing very well. Anyway, Red Sox 2, Blue Jays 1, each team after this one, 10-11. Pitcher's duel here, Clay Buchholz finally getting a win he deserved, 2-2.
Yeah, Clay Buchholz. The loss goes to Scott Downs, who's 0-3. And the save, yeah, that's Ramon Ramirez, his first of the year. I guess Papelbon and Bard unavailable after the craziness of the day before. Boston wins this one on a run in the eighth, knocked in by Lowell.
Scott Downs is terrible.
Yeah, he's
How's my pick for Blue Jays closer working out?
Not so hot.
Yeah, lefties don't win closer jobs. Rays 8, A's 6. Yes, that's Tampa and Oakland. Tampa wins it. Wade Davis.
You just got me confused with that sentence. It's
I like, said that and I was like, oops.
Too many rhyming words.
Wade Davis 2-1 with the win. Ben Sheets 1-2 with the loss. They gave up 8-4 innings. Ben Sheets is terrible. Rafi Soriano, his fifth save. Cliff Pennington, his third homer for Oakland. Pat Pearl and Reed Brignac, their second homers for Tampa. What is Ben Sheets' ERA, Peter? If you have to guess.
5.
Go high.
Seriously?
Yeah. Look at it.
Wow. I'm good.
What is it?
It's 5.
Is it exactly 5?
It's literally exactly 5.
Nice job, Peter. You looked beforehand, you cheater.
Rangers 4, White Sox 2. Rangers win this one at home. Matt Traynor hits a big home run in this one. The win goes to C.J. Wilson. I guess the experiment is working out with him as the in the starting rotation. He's 2-1. Mark Burley drops to 2-3 in the year. Frank Francisco is a different...
Yes.
Yeah, his first... How is this his first save of the year?
Well, he kind of lost the closest job in Nathaly Feliz, and does he have it back? We'll see.
That's a good question.
All right. Indians 9, Angels 2. Indians win this one. They're 9-11. Angels 11-11. Austin Kearns, his second home run, and we actually care about this one. Brandon Wood, his first home run of the year. He has been awful. He is hitting under 150 in this third base experiment. He is not the next Kendry Morales. I am petrified.
He's pretty dreadful. Mitch Talbot pitches a great game in this one. Kearns actually knocks in 5. He's 3-for-6 in this game. Good game for him.
Joe Saunders, an unsurprising 1-4. He was on my bust list going into the year. Well, he's 1-4, so deal with it.
Let's talk about the Dodgers and the Mets. This is a doubleheader. Mets win the first half 4-0, second half 10-5. The win in the first goes to
Johan
Santana. He's 3-1. Hiroki Kuroda, his first loss, drops 2-1. Jason Bay hits a dinghy.
His first of the year, finally. Off the schneid.
In the second game, it's Takahashi getting the win for the Mets. Charlie Hager drops 0-3 for the Dodgers. He's a bum.
He is bum. 3 in the first, and then it went downhill from there. Total 7 given up in the 5th and 6th by the Dodgers. Dodgers are 8-12, Mets 12-9 after the doubleheader. No homers in Citi Field. Only one in the whole day. Padres 4, Marlins 1. Padres are 12-8, Marlins 11-10. John Garland gets 10 strikeouts. Surprising?
He's a good pitcher. I've said before, and I'll say again, I like what the Padres have set up here. I'm not sure if they're going to contend this year, but they're going to be a pretty average team. They're not going to get beaten constantly.
Yeah, you said 81 wins. 80-81, which was your bold statement.
Yeah, and I'm going to stick with that bold statement. I mean, I can't really back out on it now. Anibal Sanchez gets a loss, 1-2. He does not pitch awfully in this game, though. And the save, Heath Bell, is 5th.
All right, Nationals, Cubs. Nationals win again. They're 3-1 in this one on Tuesday. Levon, 1 earned run given up. He's 3-1. Matt Capps has 9 saves. Tom Gorsonani gets a loss despite pitching well. He's 0-3. What is wrong with this statement here? Gorsonani's got an ERA like under 4. Levon's got like this ERA under like what, 1.5? And Matt Capps is 9 saves. What is most surprising?
Levon Hernandez's ERA is .87. That's actually exactly the same as his WHIP.
This is stunning. Anybody called this at the beginning of the year, get out of here. You're lying.
They are lying because no one called this at the beginning of the year. Reds top the Astros 6-2 at Minute Maid. Aaron Harang 1-3. First win of the year. He pitches 6 solid. Bud Norris gets a loss. He drops to 1-2. 6-2 Cincinnati.
Yeah. Pirates 7, Brewers 3. First win in 23 attempts for the Pirates in Milwaukee.
That's pretty dreadful, especially when you consider, well, I guess if you consider how many times they play them every year.
But how bad is that? And they only got it because they scored 5 in the 9th off Trevor Hoffman.
It's a homer party in this game.
Yeah, they scored 5 in the 9th off Hoffman, who falls to 1-2. I'm having serious concerns about Trevor Hoffman. Are you?
Yeah. I mean, anytime you give up five runs in the ninth inning, and those five
runs... ERA must be like nine.
Those five runs were not cheapies. In the ninth, Ronnie Cedeno homered to knock it to tie the game, and then Ryan Dumont hit a grand slam.
Yeah, each their seconds of the year. Jeff Clement also homered for the Pirates, his third. Prince Fielder and George Koteras, their second homers for Milwaukee. Brandon Donnelly, the winnies, 2-0. Can we find out what Hoffman's ERA is?
Yes, we can, but you should start talking about the next game.
All right.
It's 13.
Cardinals 5, Braves 4. This is one of your run-of-the-mill 5-4 games. St. Louis scores 4 in the 6th. Braves have lost 7 in a row. At this point, they're 8-12. Cardinals 13-7. Chris Carpenter, 3-0. Derek Lowe, 3-2. Jason Mott, who I like to end the season as a St. Louis closer, his first save. Ryan Ludwig, his fourth home run of the year.
Phillies, next-to-last game of a miserable road trip, 6-2 loss to the Giants. Todd Wellmeyer, 1-3, outduels Jamie Moyer, 2-2. Phillies only able to manage 5 hits in this game. Aubrey Huff is second, and which Downs is this for San Francisco?
Jeff? I don't know.
Jeff?
The one that's not good. Matt.
Matt Downs hits 1 for San Francisco. Just not a good day for the Phillies.
Probably could pitch better than Scott Downs at this point.
Well, that's a nice thing to say.
Let's move to Scott Downs' pitching ability.
Let's move to today. We're going to stick with the Phillies Giants. An absolutely ridiculous baseball game. Let me set the stage for you. Turn on the game. It's 2 strikes in the ninth inning to Jason Worth. Bases are loaded. It is 4-1. I missed the pitcher's duel. 4-1
Giants.
Yes, 4-1 Giants. I'm sorry to say I missed the pitcher's duel because I just did. Cole Hamels allows 4 runs in 6. Tim Lincecum, 8 1/3, allows 2 to take him out. So what happens? Yeah, Jason Worth hits a bloop double, knocks in 3 runs.
Bloop double on the line. It hit the foul line. You saw
it literally hit the foul line. Literally hit the foul line. But and it was bases loaded, so everyone scored.
With 2 outs, in motion.
Full count, yeah. So then the Phillies in the top of the 10th looks like they're going to win the game because they get a run on a Brian Schneider run scored off a wild pitch by Jeremy Affeldt. So then after that, then the Ryan Madsen blows his second save of the year to Torres, who singles to right center, scoring Nate Shireholz. Then the 11th, more ridiculous stuff happens. Wilson Valdez hits a double to like really deep left, misplayed in the outfield. Raul Ibañez scores.
It had gotten and really then, windy. Like the left fielder Eugenio Velez runs after it, almost makes a really good play, running into the left field wall. It skirts off the wall, but he recovers to keep it to a double. Then what happened?
Well, then, he kind of disredeems himself for what he did before. A lazy fly ball hit to Eugenio Velez gets caught in the wind, and it clanks off the edge of his glove. Victorino safe on second on the error. Wilson Valdez scores at 7-5. Phils do their best to make it interesting in the 11th. Nelson Figueroa does allow a Shireholz double that scores Eli Whiteside. But then a heads-up play, Ryan Howard throws out the scoring Giants runner.
On a terrible throw, after immediately making an error by throwing like behind his back into the dugout.
But Brian Schneider makes an excellent tag to win the game. Giants, 17 hits and can't win.
No, they left a ton of people on base. It was pretty ugly.
I think the question of the game is, why do you take Tim Lincecum out at that point? He is a stud. I don't get the logic there. Why do you take your best pitcher out in that situation?
I'm fine with it. Their bullpen has been stellar all year. About time they blew one. Their bullpen has been stellar. Here's my question. What happened? This is the craziest game I've seen in a while. And there's been some crazy
ones. It was a pretty ludicrous game. Luda. It was very entertaining.
He's in Wilmington today. Luda.
Who? Really? Why?
Why? Because he can be. It's a concert.
I don't know why. If I were a performing artist, I would not perform a concert in Wilmington.
It might be Newark. I'm not sure. Either way, he's in Delaware.
Oh, well, that's
anyway,
cool.
Back to the Phillies game.
Shane, can we get him by the podcast?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Really? Because I feel like he would know a lot about
baseball. You would
baseball.
Like to put some Luda in it? Oh! Yeah, I just went there. Okay.
It was a 14-inning game between the Pirates and the Brewers.
No, we're staying with the Phillies Giants here because I got a question. Nate Shireholz today was on base 6 times. He was 5 for 5 with 2 doubles. Sign of things to come?
That's
He's hitting 360.
Yeah, he's quite a talented young man.
Ryan Madsen, good, bad, ugly, closer when Lidge comes back, closer at all
he's,
on the
he's
team.
He's not closer material.
Yeah, he can't do it in the ninth inning. I said
great,
this before.
He's a great guy for the sixth inning. I mean, the eighth inning. But my thought, and I have to admit I saw this on the internet somewhere, how's this for an idea? Phillies re-sign Pedro Martinez and use him as their closer because he doesn't have enough arm strength to pitch like every day.
I said this last year. I said this was going to happen last year.
I think it needs to be done. But can we move on to this 14-inning game because it's really pretty entertaining as well.
Ryan Howard homered his fourth. Sergio Romo, the loss, his own two. Figueroa does get the save. 14-inning game between the Brewers and Pirates.
Yeah, Paul.
Each team 9-12.
Yeah, some things to look at here. Two home run game for Andrew McCutchen, Adam LaRoche, and Andy LaRoche, and Ryan Dumont also add home runs. Dumont, yeah, his home run was off Trevor Hoffman in the ninth inning. Go figure. McCutchen also, one of his home runs was in the 10th, but then Casey McGeehee, see themes in this podcast, guys, patterns. Knocks in Ryan Braun to make it 5-5. It's a Garrett Jones double that ends up winning the game. Here's some interesting game notes. Shane, how many Pirates were ejected in this one?
Three.
Well, are you counting a pitcher? I only see two here.
Okay, it's probably two. I was guessing.
Ah. See, I thought you had the game notes up. Now, it's Andy LaRoche ejected in the 11th for, wait for it, arguing balls and strikes. And then Ryan Church similarly ejected for arguing balls and strikes.
Way to go. Apparently, umpire prompts. Point is, this game went into the 10th inning, and each team scores loves it when that happens. Corey Hart is third. Carlos Gomez is second. Pirates, 9-12.
Paul Mahone goes 7.
Who's a better chance? Who's going to finish better? Pirates at 9-12 or Brewers at 9-12?
I think the Brewers, but I still think I maintain the Pirates will improve.
Yeah.
After all, the beatings will continue until morale improves.
Exactly.
That's awful.
Where are you going next?
That's awful. Diamondbacks 12, Rockies 11. They've really had a terrific series between the Rockies and the Diamondbacks, if you like runs. And in this one, just two teams, like, wailing on each other. And now we're going to go back to, see, I talked earlier about themes. Here's a theme. Carlos Gonzalez goes 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored, 2 RBIs in this game. Yeah, he hit a home run.
And a homer.
Yes, he hit a home run. Good, way to get me there. But here's another thing that's interesting. Neither starting pitcher goes more than 2 innings.
That's ugly. Arizona scored tons of runs in the top of the first.
Yes, they score 6, and so that means that Greg Smith gets pulled after 1 inning. He allowed 6 earned runs. Chris Benson motoring along. He's only allowed 4 runs in 2 innings when he's pulled with shoulder soreness.
Yeah. Chris Benson. Ugh, that always happens.
Yeah, and then
always something.
And then
they get 6 runs in the bottom of the third, Colorado does.
Yeah, it's an outstanding relief appearance for Leo Rosales, who allows 7 runs. A.J. Hinch ultimately ejected in this game in the 9th, but it's the 10th inning where this game finally ends on Arizona's home run by Kelly Johnson. Was not expecting the power from Kelly this year, but
his eighth.
He's providing a ton of power. He wins this game off Franklin Morales. However, the Rockies, before that, yeah, it was Rafi Betancourt blowing the save.
Yeah. Frank Morales is 0-2. Howery's 1-0. Juan Gutierrez, his first save. Chris Young, his fourth for the D-backs. Dexter Fowler, his first for the Rockies. Great, terrific series here. Rockies are 11-11. Diamondbacks 10-11. Other finals from Wednesday we can get to. Most games on Wednesday over by now. It's 10:30 on the East Coast. Rays 10, A's 3. Did it again, Peter. Tampa wins it at home. They're 16-5. Oakland is 12-10 and fading fast. Scott Shields, James Shields, 3-0. Dallas Braden, 3-1.
Yeah, homers for Derek Barton and Adam Rosales for Oakland. Carlos Pena, his 5th, and Evan Longoria, his 4th for Tampa Bay.
Adam Rosales today.
What?
I cut Adam Rosales today for my team.
Good timing! The Red Sox complete their sweep of Toronto with a 2-0 win in this one. John Lester pitches a studly game his first of the season. A one-hitter through 7. He struck out 11, and he gets the win in this one. A loss for Brett Cecil drops to 1-1. John Papelbon, his 7th save of the year.
Yeah, Cecil, tough luck loss for him. Blue Jays get only 2 hits. I picked up Cecil's spot start today. Worked out pretty well. Indians, Angels. Angels walk it off in the bottom of the ninth. Peter, tell us what happened.
So the Angels and the Indians were at 3-3 entering the bottom of the ninth. And then Howie Kendrick, a bunt single with two outs in the ninth. You heard that right. That's a walk-off two-out bunt single. And
there you go.
The only other Angels offense was a three-run homer by Torrey Hunter in the sixth inning. Brian Fuentes gets the win. The loss is assigned to Joe Smith. That's right. That's a real person's name of the Cleveland Indians.
O's no longer rolling. Yankees 8, Orioles 3. All-out Yankee bloodfest. Nick Markakis is his first homer for Baltimore. Nobody cares. Jeremy Guthrie's 0-3. CC is 3-1. Robbie Cano, what do you know, his sixth home run of the year. 15 hits for New York, 11 for Baltimore.
Tigers beat up on the Twins a little bit, 11-6. The final in this one, Detroit scores 4 in the 4th and 6th in the 6th, so they like patterns in Detroit. The win for Detroit Brad Thomas, who gets the win. He gets the win with a 6.92 ERA. Ron Mahay, the loss for Minnesota. Homers for Jim Thome, his fourth. And Luke Hughes, it's the second baseman, his first of the year. Brandon Inch, his third for Detroit. Of note, Justin Morneau scratched from the start due to a stiff back.
Yeah, that's bad. Mariners 6, Royals 5. Finally, Mariners get it off. Mariners are 11-11 at 500. So are the Angels. No. Angels 12-11, ahead of the Mariners. Who is it that I wanted to say was 11-11?
I don't know, the Marlins?
Oh, the Red Sox. The Red Sox were even at 500 now, ahead of the 10-12 Blue Jays. Just thought I'd mention that. Back to Mariners, Royals. Mariners, Brandon League, the win, he's 3-1. Brad Thompson lost his 0-1. David Ardsma, his 8th save, and David DeJesus, his 3rd home run.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Move over to the National League, because we don't have any more finals in the AL. Padres topped the Marlins 6-4. Padres improved to 13-8. Padres rallied from 4 down after 3 with 5 in the 5th. Oh, that's fun to say. Kevin Correa gets the win. He's 4-1, even though he allowed those 4 runs. Nate Robertson gets the loss. He's 2-2. Heath Bell, his 6th save of the year. Yovito Arreola pops his first one of the year. And Jorge Utnak, his 5th for Florida.
Nice. Talk about this. Mets complete the sweep of the Dodgers. They're 9-1 on their homestand. This was 7-3 on Tuesday. They're 13-9 overall. Dodgers 8-13. John Mayne, he's 1-1 with the win. Eli, I don't know who his first name is. He's 0-1 for the loss. Russell Martin, his second home run for the Dodgers, but not enough.
The Nationals top the Cubs 3-2. Luis Adelano makes the spot start. Called up from Syracuse of the International League to make the spot start. He's 2-0 somehow. I'm not sure how that happened exactly. Washington gets 3 in the first 4. Chicago gets 2 in the first 2. Ryan Dempster, the loss, he's 2-1. Matt Capps, 10th save. Adams Kennedy and Dunn with home runs in the game.
Yeah. Nationals 12-10. 10 saves from Matt Capps.
And that's actually all we have. Those are all the games we will cover in this one. So what do you have as far as news?
Rangers, White Sox still going on. Reds, Astros, and Braves, Cardinals. News, Brett Anderson, Jorge De La Rosa on the DL.
The Brett Anderson is a huge loss for Oakland.
This is more cautious thing. He should be back at the end of 15 days. Jorge De La Rosa, I didn't catch the whole story, but I just know he's on the DL.
Yeah, that's also not good. But I think Brett Anderson's injury is more important.
Yeah, it might be. 2 up-and-comers for this year. There were a couple other things, not epically important. Peter, there's day baseball tomorrow.
Yeah, there is day baseball tomorrow. Let's talk about the schedule for tomorrow. A little bit of exciting stuff. We've got Minnesota-Detroit at 1:05, Atlanta-St. Louis at 1:40. We've also got Chicago White Sox and Arizona also playing in the afternoon.
And Diamondbacks-Cubs at 2:20 as well. Ted Lilly makes his second start for the Cubs. That's something to watch. Jair Jurgens at Adam Wainwright in that Braves-Cardinals game. That should be interesting.
It'll be interesting to see whether Jurgens is able to get his career under control here. And then 2 matchups at 7 o'clock that I'm looking forward to. Justin Dukeshire versus Ricky Romero, Oakland at Toronto. And Kansas City takes on white-hot Tampa Bay. Luke Hochever versus Matt Garza. Yes, I've learned how to say his name. I don't need to be reminded.
Garza at 2.17, that looks good. And Dukeshire, Romero, ERAs 1.82 and 1.8, respectively. Also, I want to take a look at Friday's matchups a little bit early because I don't know if we'll be doing a show tomorrow. It's possible. Anything's possible.
Everything is possible.
Well, that's not entirely factually accurate.
All right, let's get to the point here. What do you want to say?
Right, Friday, the only day baseball is D-backs and Cubs. This is Rodrigo Lopez and Randy Wells. Neither of them has a loss at this point, but Wells has pitched much better. Mets open important series at the Phillies. They're a half game up pending play on Friday. This one is John East against Kyle Kendrick, so that's an interesting game, not really interesting matchup. We'll move on. Tommy Hansen against Wayrod. Astros at Braves at 7:35. Each those 1-2, but ERA's under 4. 8:15, Brad Penny, ERA under 1. He's 3-0. Takes on the Reds at home. Feel free to jump in at any time, Peter.
I really have nothing more to say. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, Barry Zito's got 1.32. He goes at 10:15 against the Rockies at home. Ooh, Cliff Lee makes his first start for the Mariners on Friday night at 10:10 against the Rangers. You've nothing to say about that.
No, I don't really. Reality's been so awesome, I don't actually remember who Cliff Lee
okay.
is.
Okay, White Sox and Yankees at 7:05. John Danks and Andy Pettitte each 3-0 with ERAs under 1.6. And that looks Foster Carmona goes at 7 as well against the Twins.
Let's wrap this one up. As always, you can find us on Facebook by doing a search for the National Baseball Podcast. SJUSXM.podomatic.com is our web presence, as it were. And I'm really looking forward to this upcoming weekend. I think the Phil's Mets series is going to be really interesting.
Yeah, it's been a long show. See ya.
We're out.